Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
And John Rooney joins us on the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing well, but we wish the Cardinals were doing better. That sweep in Pittsburgh was no fun. It just seems like they can't get everything working at once. So let's start with offense, hitting, and it seems like there's an inability to drive in runners. What have you been seeing there?
Well, that's absolutely right. They cannot hit right now with runners in scoring position. They left too many on. And you look at Friday night's game where they scored five runs early in the game with two outs in an inning, and then they didn't score again. And they had the bases loaded three different times. I really believe if they had added just one more run, they would have won that game. And that may have set the tone for a Cardinals series win. And who knows, maybe a sweep, as the Cardinals lost close games. They lost by two, then 2 1-run games. And while the Pirates are on a five-game winning streak, here are the Cardinals losing three in a row and going up against a Texas team that has scored in double figures 16 times this year. And they're only 2.5 games behind Tampa Bay for the best record in baseball. So the Cardinals need to find a way quickly to score runs and get people in scoring position, or it's going to be a rough time here in Texas the next 3 days.
I guess there was a bright spot with Lucan Baker. He had a really nice debut.
That he did. He had a couple of hits yesterday after tearing up the league in AAA. He hit home runs. He hit singles, doubles. He had a great routine going down there in putting together a fine minor league season to earn a chance to play at the big league level. And as a designated hitter, he got a base hit to right the first time up, and then a base hit to right for his second hit. He had a very nice debut, and I want to see more of Lucan Baker. We've seen a lot of him in spring training, and he's definitely earned the spot here on the Cardinal roster. But it was like Miles Michaelis said after the game yesterday. Miles gave up a lot of hits, but only two runs and kept his team in the game. It's up to somebody in that clubhouse to step up and be a leader and turn this around, because the Cardinals have a better roster than what their record shows.
Let's talk about the pitching. What are you seeing from the bullpen that you think may be an issue right now?
Well, the bullpen looked good yesterday. It looked great, and it looked okay the day before. An error led to three unearned runs, and that's what turned the game around on Saturday and took the Cardinals out of it, where they were playing catch-up and lost 4-3. But it looked like they knew what was coming from Giovanni Gallegos on Friday night, when the Pirates came from a 5-0 deficit to win 7-5. It's consistency, and that's what it comes down to for the whole ball club. It's consistency in driving in runs with runners in scoring position. And we saw it when they won 10 out of 13 going up against the Cubs, the Red Sox, the Brewers, and the Dodgers, but we haven't seen that much since then. But the pitching, it has its snags. The starters have pitched okay, but they get the pitch count up to where they're not going into the seventh inning. And every now and then you need to do that to give that bullpen a break. But they pitched okay, but the other night it just caved in. And then we got better pitching from the bullpen the next couple of days, and it just didn't work out.
Well, here's hoping for some urgency in Texas and we get some of that offense we need.
Well, they need it against this Texas Ranger team, because they are scoring runs, and they feel like they can win every day. And that's the way it has been for the Cardinals over the years, ever since I've been with them going back to 2006. You feel like you come to the ballpark, you're going to win. And the Cardinals need to get that feeling back.
Well, John, thank you. Really appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you. Have a good week.
You too. That's Cards broadcaster John Rooney joining us on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.